Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery. Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Hey there, Craig here. Enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Hey, Ernie.
Yeah.
Sorry to stop you right
away.
Yeah. Remember like a year ago when we did the intro, but like in a real sexy voice?
What's this now?
Remember like a year or so ago?
I guess vaguely. There was a time when we did an episode where we introduced in sexy voices.
Hey, can we go back to that?
Just to
mix it up.
You want me to do the entire intro in a sexy voice?
Just certain words.
Sexier than my normal one?
Yes.
All right. Okay, I'll do my best.
Just certain words. It
all right,
not be the whole thing.
Absolutely. Okay, no problem. Mundle, if you...
And remember, sexy doesn't equal slow.
Oh, okay.
So don't draw.
Fast sexy.
Yeah, don't draw out words.
If sexiness was the zombie, I'm going to be fast sexy rather than slow sexy. I realize that metaphor was totally unnecessary.
No, it's like, this is usually when you start to read it, it's like blah, 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 28 days later, then we finally get the whole thing, so, yeah.
Yeah, all right. I will do this one fast sexy. All right. Hello from the Magic Tavern. Weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. I'm fast and I'm sexy. If you've never listened to the podcast...
It's not sexy to say you're
what's
sexy.
That?
It's not sexy to say you're sexy. Be sexy.
Be sexy.
Have confidence.
Okay. All right. No problem. I can do
like
that.
Like the best people you know, they don't go around saying, I'm a good person.
Sure. Okay.
They just are.
All right. Okay, no problem. And Mundle, can you help me out with a sexier flourish than you usually do? All right, great. I believe in you, bud. All right, here we go. Fast and sexy, but don't just keep saying that I'm sexy.
Correct.
All right. Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your fuck friend, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is all you need to know. Nothing. Just lock into my voice. I'm in a magical world. I'm doing a podcast with my sexy friends. I interview sexy people. Also, you can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. I'm waiting for your calls.
Damn, that's the best that's ever gone.
I don't know, John. It just doesn't feel like me. Like, I feel like as I'm getting older, I'm like in my early 40s.
Yeah.
I've come to terms with like who I am is sexy.
Then why did you wear those leather pants today?
I found them. And my other pants that I came through the portal in were just really soiled.
Yeah.
Okay. It's, you know...
You know you can clean things here, right? Just because you're in another world doesn't mean you can have to stop cleaning things.
We have
things.
Soap and water.
Yes.
Look, it's so hard to know how to clean things in any world.
What?
It took me a good 35 years to really figure out how to clean things on my world. And so, you know what? By the time I'm 70, I'll be on top of it here.
Woof.
Also, these leather pants are surprisingly comfortable. Luckily, we're not in Vishtas, the fire season. It's not that hot.
Well, frankly, they may be comfortable to you, but they're making me uncomfortable.
Sure.
Well, Usador, my co-host, do you mind sexy introducing yourself?
Of course. I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hoogstanges, and I'm known in the northeast as Gasimwanius Maystar. Oh, and there may be other secret names. Names that if I did utter them aloud would create the most beautiful candlelit dinner that you could imagine. Yea, and the very lights of this tavern would dim to such a level that when I did stare across the table at thee, thou would feel thine self turn into a very puddle.
Damn, that was sexy. That's the best that's ever gone.
Damn, that was sexy.
Also, I'm wearing this mayor sash. Power is sexy.
That's true! Where did you get that mayor sash?
Oh, I found it in the mayor's office.
I didn't even know Hogsface had a mayor.
Yep. It's me now because I put on the sash.
Look, I know we've been put in charge of running Hogsface, but I thought that the three of us are running Hogsface together. Like, you can't be the mayor.
Well, the sash begs to differ.
Yeah, Arnie, I mean, I want to agree with you, but he has a sash. What am
he
I supposed
have
to
a
do?
Sash. Were there more sashes in this mayor's office?
No. There weren't three co-mayor sashes.
Yeah, think about it, idiot. Co-mayors?
Can we come up with a schedule for the sash where, you know, you get it part of the week, I get it part of the week?
Okay, then are we going to set up a schedule where I run the podcast 1 week, Usador runs the podcast 1 week?
I mean, we
if we're sharing duties.
Okay, fine. You know what? Chunt, you're in charge of the podcast this week.
Yes!
All right, Chunt's in charge. Mundle, we're going to start over from the beginning, but please, Chunt, please explain the premise of the show.
Actually, I want
getting nuts. You never once mentioned yourself as a talking badger.
But here's the thing: I don't want to restart this show because everything's gone perfect so far. Your sexy intro, you said we're sexy intro. My continuous sensuality.
You're right. So far, this is a perfect episode.
Yeah,
but someday you're gonna host.
Deal.
All right. Great.
Didn't I do that before?
I don't remember. Guys, I'm really excited to talk to our guest. You know, we've had all kinds of magical creatures on here before, but I'm excited to talk to a little boy who used to be a crow.
I hated the way that sentence started.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm excited. Still a perfect episode. Guys, please welcome Bertramus. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Bertramus.
Oh, man.
So you're a little boy.
Well, you know, I said boy when we conversed, but as you can see, I am of age.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
I would still describe myself as a boy. It's more of a B-O-I sort of situation, unless I'm a B-O-I.
Like a big
boy.
Yeah, okay.
You're a young man.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For seeing me.
And so, Bertramus, you're young at heart.
Yeah.
And you used to be a crow?
Yeah, for the first good portion of my life, I was a crow.
Yeah.
Was happily sitting on the shoulder of a villain, bouncing from shoulder to shoulder, villain to villain.
Sure. At least you were aware that it was a villain.
Yeah, no, I know what shoulder I'm... Yeah. Crows are very smart. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, yeah.
And then my last villain...
I'm sorry, I have to ask, though. I'm sorry to interrupt. Do you feel like you went into it intentionally being like, I'm going to sit on the shoulder of a villain? Or is it one of those things where, like, after a few years, you're like, you know what? Looking back, I have a type.
Well, I think it's really hard to gauge that because I grew up in a pro-villain house. You know, my father was a crow sitting on a villain's shoulder, his father before him, etc. Yeah. So I was sort of forced into it. I didn't really think about it.
It's a family business.
So it's just, it was a family affair, you know, and I sort of just fell into it. It wasn't my passion. I wouldn't say it was my passion.
You didn't even know it was an option to stand on the shoulders of other types of people.
No, definitely not. And, you know, if I had my druthers, sitting on the shoulder of villains paid the bills, but I personally like solving puzzles with sticks and cups. That was a big, thing that I enjoyed as a crow was
pushing
solving.
Like nuts around with your feet and putting them in an organized
exactly
sort of
and
pattern.
Escaping cages that sort of thing.
And I'm sure that got you thinking. I don't always have to sit on a villain's shoulder.
Yeah, but there's no money in solving puzzles with sticks and cups and pebbles.
True.
You know,
true.
I mean, some people do, but I wasn't. I had to. This is just a big goal to monetize solving puzzles with sticks and cups and pebbles.
Yeah. I mean, those sticks and cups and pebbles don't pay for themselves.
No, I mean, and
unless they're just things you find, in which case maybe they do.
And maybe I'm a bit of a coward, you know, and I thought, this is comfortable for me. This is comfortable sitting on the shoulder of an enchantress and, you know, just sort of squawking at appropriate moments and observing and spying. There's lots of spying.
Can I ask, when is, because I never know, when is the appropriate time to squawk?
You know, it's a punctuation mark, you know?
Because sometimes, like, I want to squawk, and then I'm like, if I do, then people would be like, look who's squawking now. Like,
a comma doesn't appear in the middle of a sentence. No. An exclamation mark doesn't appear in the middle of a sentence. You know, you just have to know your timing.
You have to know
how grammar works.
Yeah.
Is a big part of knowing when to squawk. It's a thing they teach crows early on.
Gotcha.
Which is amazing. For most birds, know nothing of grammar or punctuation.
Nothing.
And don't get me wrong, I love birds.
That's
a lot. Too much, maybe.
That's...
No, just the right amount.
I'm human.
Squawk!
What?
No, see...
See, that was too early, right?
Well, yeah, maybe squawks are less commas. I think I confused you, because...
Gotcha.
I'm actually... There was a comma there, so I see where you thought maybe that would be the appropriate moment.
Because right now, I feel like should I squawk like a man, or should I squawk like a crow would do? Because you don't literally say squawk. It's
well,
like
that
a,
in my language, that is me literally saying squawk.
I am so sorry. That must have been... I am so sorry.
No, that's okay. That happens a lot. I feel it's the burden of explaining these things to people like you is... tough, but no. So you can say squawk, you can squawk, just squawk, you know. The accent might sound weird coming out of your mouth, but anytime. I would say just keep it to exclamation points at this point.
Absolutely. Is it better for him to just squawk in his own voice rather than to try to do an impression squawk?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I'd be more comfortable. I don't even want to hear what his...
But the fun is put that flourish on it.
Now, did you know Sirvana, the enchantress?
Oh, yeah. I had a buddy of mine sat on her shoulder for a while. Yeah,
I defeated her.
Oh, no way.
Yes, I smote her.
You put a lot of crows out of business, out of work.
I do feel bad about that because I love birds. See, I'm conflicted here.
Mm.
I love birds.
You do.
I love crows.
You keep saying that.
I hate evil.
And starlings.
And starlings. Starlings are assholes.
They're the biggest bigots of the bird world.
Not surprising.
You didn't know that, did you?
Not surprising, though.
Wow. What's it like when you're a crow and you're sitting on a villain's shoulder and that villain gets defeated?
It's scary because you think, are there enough shoulders? You know, that's the scariest thing is because you never know, is there enough evil shoulders for crows? Because there's a lot of us now. Just flooding the market. Lots of crows coming from other enchanted worlds, taking villains. You know,
but aren't they sitting on the shoulders of villains? You don't even want to sit on those.
Yeah,
shoulders.
Exactly.
they sit on the shoulders. Yeah. No other crows want to sit on, right?
Yeah. It's like they're fine villains, but they're just not the
and they're
best.
Low paying shoulder jobs.
Yeah. Not like not even like full on enchantresses, you know, like just like ladies with a wart.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or a guy with a pendant.
Yeah. Guy with a pendant, ladies with a wart.
Gorg the Inconvenient.
Exactly. Yeah. Nobody's doing real villainy. You know? Nobody on the scale of Sirvana. Yeah.
Yes.
It's hard. I feel like when somebody's been smoted, it's hard to remember their name.
That's a big part of it.
Sir, can you name three people who've been smoted?
Well, Sirvana.
Somebody you haven't smoted.
Oh, someone I haven't smoted?
Yeah.
Oh, Caligaphus.
Caligaphus?
So much butter.
Caligaphus was terrible. Bing Dong the Strange.
Bing Dong. Strange. Oh, is Bing Dong the Strange has been smoted? Does that mean they're dead?
Yes. It means they're smoted.
Oh, so it's like we couldn't have Bing Dong the Strange on the podcast at some point?
Well, I suppose if a necromancer brought him back to life or trapped his soul in a gem or spoke to him from beyond the grave or if We brought their shambling corpse back out of the ground.
But then they're just a shambling corpse. They're not really...
Yeah, that's good, sure. That's a sure. very no, good
It's a lateral true. Move at best.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? When the Dark Lord left us in charge of Hogsface and all of his minions, I guess we have some necromancers working for us now.
We do?
I'm just going to make a list.
Make a little note.
To have a necromancer.
That won't be on the episode I host, but when you're hosting, sure.
Bing Dong the Strange back to life, just so I can have him on as a guest.
I can't believe I didn't know about a man named Bing Dong.
Bing Dong the Strange.
That's right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, that'll happen in the future. I'm sure that won't go badly. It'll be fine.
And you store one more?
Oh, Double Down.
Oh, Double Down.
Double Down.
Double Down, widely known among the crow community, addicted to pills.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah.
He had a very signature and predictable move. He would do something evil, and then he would do it again.
Wow. Same place, same time, same location.
I also heard Double Down was one of those rare villains that had two crows, that had like a crow on each shoulder, like birds on both sides.
Double Down.
Double Down.
Yeah. Double crow, double down.
Yeah.
Can I...
I hate working a double shoulder, by the way. Sharing it. Another crow on the other side, it just feels redundant after a while. You're stepping on each other's squawks.
Yeah. You don't want a punctuation on both sides of the sentence. What is this, man?
And then you're both... You're like, oh, did you spy on that guy? And it's like, no, you were supposed to be... we were both spying on the same person.
That reminds me. You mentioned spying before was a big part of the job. Like,
yeah.
So how would that work with the...
Oh, it would just sort of be about landing in a tree as, like, the heroes are discussing their plans, locating children that are hidden away because of a prophecy or something like that. It's a lot of that. It's a lot of spying, a lot of locating, it's a lot of relaying, it's a lot of communicating back, like, plans and, locations.
How far would you go as the U flies?
Oh, I mean, it depends on the day, because I don't do much flying on the weekends.
Sure.
But on a weekday, I would fly, 15 minutes south.
Pretty good. Yeah. Not bad.
No.
That's about as far as I'd go.
Yeah.
You get breaks, right?
Yeah. There's a union.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
I don't want to be insensitive, but how are you transformed into a boy?
It was one of those situations. My last enchantress, her name was...
Seems like this is very emotional. Okay.
Yeah.
He's crying, aren't you?
Take your time.
This is, this is the first time I've been reliving this.
Squawk!
But,
Not helpful.
Not again.
Not now.
It just felt like you were mocking me.
No, it wasn't a mock squawk.
Did you want me here?
Yeah, of course we want you here.
I feel like I've been brought on to a prank show and you're here to humiliate me.
No. It wasn't like I was like, squawk.
Oh my god.
It's a squawk squawk joke.
Whoa. A squawk? Whoa. Oh my
squawk,
god.
Squawk joke,
please.
No,
what's
please
going
sit down.
Arnie,
please sit down.
I thought
sit down.
You would be cool.
I know.
I thought you promised me a safe space.
Everyone tells these jokes. Here, I'm going to say squawk squawk. You say who's
Bertramus,
there.
Bertramus, no. I'm so sorry.
That's not cool,
I'm so
man.
Sorry about this.
That's
Chunt, and
not
to think
cool.
I almost let you host this episode.
This is...
Chunt, you will never host this show.
What?
You will fucking never host this show. I am embarrassed. Look, I've only lived in this world for 2.5 plus-ish years, and even I know that.
Why do you say 2.5 plus-ish years?
Because
just say what time. Say 2.75.
I don't remember exactly. Ugh. Maybe almost 3 years.
2.5 plus? That's lazy. Just say almost 3 years. What are you doing?
Look, just no more faux squawk from you, okay?
Arnold, I've never seen you so impassioned and powerful.
I promised this boy who used to be B-O-I, this boy who used to be a crow,
yes,
that this was
boy.
A safe place for him.
Arnie's and, pronounced boy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Boy. That this would be a safe place for him, and I just feel bad that Chunt made me a liar.
Thank you.
That's the sexiest thing you've ever done.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You're a real advocate for crows.
But I'm no hero. Because I'm sure I'll fuck something up.
So
I'll tweet about it.
But yeah, I'm so sorry. You'll tweet. You'll just like tweet, tweet, tweet.
Yeah, exactly. That is my yeah.
I just want to apologize.
Thank you,
Bert.
Sean.
If I can call you Bert, can I call
Bert and Arnie just hanging
we
out?
Prefer We don't shorten our names.
Perfect.
In the crow community.
Okay. I just want to apologize.
Thank you. I apology accepted. We can move on from here.
So, now you were talking about
about your last enchantress.
Yeah, my last enchantress, Marissa the Tomei.
She was
terrible.
She was a Tomaid?
Terrible. Yeah. No. She was an old crone. Somewhere, you know, above
40. But she looked
40.
Great for an old crone. Like, she almost looked better as she became an older crone.
An older crone, yeah. An older crone. And she hatched a plan to marry a lord. She enchanted herself into being a beautiful widow, and she needed a son. And so, without my consent, she turned me into a boy for this plan. And I was supposed to just play her dutiful son and then go back to being a crow eventually. I feel like I'm more useful as a crow than I ever am as a boy. And wouldn't you know it, she was found out and smoted before she could turn me back into a crow. And now I'm stuck like this. I've been to a couple of other enchantresses, a few other wizards, and no one. The magic died with Marissa, unfortunately, and now I'm stuck like this.
What is going on with all this smoke's going on? You're not disgusting.
I think if you saw it from my perspective, you would think I was disgusting, because I think you look disgusting. Everybody at this table looks disgusting in my eyes.
Who or what do you not find disgusting? What are you attracted
to? Mostly crows.
Oh, so you're still just attracted to crows?
I mean, it doesn't change. I'm still a crow on the inside.
Sure.
And it's tough. I find that human men don't memorize faces as fast as crows do.
Agreed.
And that's a real big sticking point.
Something
for
you
me.
Want in a significant other is facial recognition.
Yeah,
exactly.
You don't
want
to come home and have them be like, intruder. You're like, it's
exactly.
me. You're, yes.
Yeah, it's tough because I feel like that's one thing that crows were always really good at, I found. And now it's just I walk into a room and sometimes people that I've met or seen from far away don't even know who I am.
And
that's really frustrating for me.
Yeah. And you want to date someone that has the same interests as you, and
exactly.
probably so many men.
No one I know likes to solve puzzles with little tiny sticks and stones and cups, you know? And that's a real difficult thing for me.
Yeah.
Or collect strands of hair in a shape,
Exactly. Nobody does that. Nobody wants to regurgitate food into my mouth.
Yeah, or find a carcass and peck into it and pull out its organs.
Yeah. A lot of people, and sometimes I just see a man standing in a field and I go, oh! And then I realize that it is a real man, not a...
Wait, what is the noise you make?
Ugh!
Oh.
Wait, that's... Guys,
what?
You
what?
Know what's going on. The way he said that.
What?
He said,
He made a man noise.
But I can't squawk.
You're a badger.
I'm a shapeshifter.
That was a very good man noise.
Thank you. I've been working on it. It's been a big adjustment for me. See, I can't even...
Also...
It's hard having a lip... You know,
it is hard having a lip. Also, boys are bigger than birds, and so one of the just easy rules is you can always do an impression of something that's bigger than you.
Yeah,
but you can do an impression of something that's smaller than you.
Impress up, not down.
Yeah,
that's fair. And this is a bit of a BOI's night. It's a bit of a boys' night.
Now I feel like you're really hitting that OI in a way that
boys' night.
I think it's a more subtle thing. I think Eustor was doing it right, and once again...
I apologize.
You're being really aggressive.
I'm very sorry.
Sean, I gotta say, this is one of my favorite episodes I've ever done. I'm just enjoying you getting the full knee camp treatment.
You must forgive Chant. He's vivacious and excited, and he wants to be a part of things. So he sometimes aggressively comes at these things that he wishes to embrace.
And I've been most creatures, so I just feel partial ownership.
Have you ever been a crow? Do you know anything
about
being a
raven?
Oh
my god.
Oh
my god.
May the goddesses strike you where you stand.
I fornicated with a raven named Huggin, and... We turn into a raven.
And do you think crows are like ravens at all?
Yeah.
You're disgusting.
It's a lateral move, right?
No.
Absolutely not. There's innumerable differences between crows and ravens, and
we can't number how many differences there are.
I don't have enough It's
all right. Use your human words.
Really ruffled his feathers.
Oh my!
No, I just mean that's
why
a
would you?
Phrase.
I don't have any anymore.
He doesn't have any feathers.
I'm ruffling his skin flaps. I don't know. I'm sorry.
I don't have skin flaps.
Yeah,
Arnie has skin tags.
Wow, there's a couple.
You're just
a full appointment
on
to get them removed.
Let me just
stop to get some Burger King on my way there.
I ripped one off. You didn't even notice.
Oh wow! Well, that was that easy.
Oh, I think that was just gum.
Oh, that's still bleeding though.
Again, I would like to remind you that we do have ability to wash ourselves and our clothes.
Yeah, Arnie.
Yeah, but like how? Like how? It's got to be so complicated and magical.
Well, let's take a break, and the three of us will show you how to wash yourself, and we'll be right back.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
So, Bertramus, you're a boy who used to be a crow, but you can't date other humans. Like, can you get a crow? Is it?
Well, he can date other humans.
I could. I choose not to. Mm-hmm. It's not in me to want to.
Yeah.
It's not a choice. I don't want to put that out there that it's a choice between being attracted to birds or humans.
If you try to make yourself do that, it's not fair to you. It's not fair to the human.
It's not fair to anybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not fair to anybody. I am currently dating a crow, another crow.
Details.
His name is Lenny.
Lenny.
Lenny the crow.
I thought
Lenny used to be the crow.
Oh, that Lenny.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of a different Lenny
who
used to date a crow named Squiggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. No, Lenny, it's tough. It's tough. People give us looks. They don't know my story. They don't think to ask my story.
They just make assumptions.
No, they just make assumptions, and it's tough. There are things that transfer. Like, he got me very sick recently.
Oh,
he got you very sick?
Yeah, bird flu.
Oh,
so it's okay to call it that?
Yeah. Yeah, why wouldn't it be? That's what it's called.
Yeah. Is bird flu on Foon? Is it a flu?
It's a strain of the influenza virus that birds get.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It can transfer to humans.
Yeah, if you kiss them on the mouth enough. It can transfer to humans.
Arnie. Oh, I think that's how it happens on Earth, too.
Yeah,
that's how it happens on Earth, too. So, people of Earth, if you ever met anyone with bird flu, the secret's out.
Yeah.
Busted.
I can't help it, though. I just love... I love a black sheen. Mm-hmm. I love a feather.
Yeah.
I love I love
those intelligent eyes.
The intelligent eyes. I love the mysteriousness of the genitalia. Where does it go? Why isn't it out?
Yeah.
That cloaca? How can I get it out there? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's not something that you can get just a couple months as a boy is going to change about me. You know?
Yeah. I gotta say, I don't know that much about crow anatomy. Like, a cloaca is probably on
a female. Yeah, what is crow. A crow? There's a... Oh, boy. I don't want to ask this question. Arnie, keep asking.
Does a male
crow have a penis?
What? Does a male crow have a penis?
Oh, Chun.
What kind of question? You've been a raven.
What a stupid question that I was in no way about
the creatures.
To ask.
But then if I said, like, when I was a raven, I had this penis, then you'd be like, wow, that's not...
That's not how I would say it at all, no. Because every thing has a penis.
Everything has a penis.
Everything has a penis.
Everything has a penis.
Do you have that phrase on Earth?
Trees have penises.
Yeah, man, woman, child.
Yeah.
You know, plant, animal.
Rocks.
Everything has
adjectives.
A penis.
The air is full of tiny penises that you breathe in.
Yeah, exactly.
If you need to get more oxygen, you just...
Sucking a penis, yeah. That's how I learned.
Yeah. Every breath you take
about it. To answer your question.
It was a question. It wasn't.
Yeah,
an accusation.
I heard the question behind the question.
Yeah,
and I know what you want to know. And
how big?
They're gigantic. They're large. They're twice the size of the body.
Ooh. Twice the size of the body.
Yeah, you must know.
That's quite a trick.
They obviously disappear into a pocket dimension when they're not seen.
Exactly. Oh my god, so there's a whole dimension that's just where all the crow dicks go.
And if I could go there, oh boy, what a day that would be. Just to visit that dimension.
Now, I think it's beautiful that love wins out
Thank
in the
you.
End. And that you found someone, despite what you see as this
challenging
time.
It is hard. It's tough because you don't want to go with a chaser, you know? Like, there are members of that in the crow community who chase after former crows, specifically, who want to be with human. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of hard because, you know, you don't want to be a fetish to somebody else.
Sure.
But, I found somebody who just... happens to like me, and I happen to be a former crow.
Yeah. How is there some sort of like club or some sort of like how do crows find out about other crows or
Tinder? And it's Tinder, of course, is the root that is in the ground, and it's by the root.
Yeah, guys, he's so upset. Let's definitely let him finish and not in any way help.
It's a root. It's a root of a central tree that birthed all the crows and that we're all connected to, and we call it Tinder.
So if a crow is sitting on that Tinder, on that root, then it's saying like, hey, I'm on the market.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. And you go there and you sort of swipe left or swipe right. Mm-hmm. On them, and which is it's a very physical, aggressive sort of act to swipe left on a crow.
Very disrespectful.
Just sort of sitting on a root.
Well, I think that's wonderful that whether you're a crow or a crow's been transformed into some other creature, that you can still connect through the Tinder. That's very beautiful because I don't know if the two of you know. I'm sure that you know Bertramus, but many crow familiars that sit on the villains, shoulders of villains or enchantresses or sorcerers or necromancers of the type, they're often transformed into other things.
Yeah.
And left behind, they in some moment of desperation, they go, oh, I need to transform this crow into a warthog or something. Yeah.
I know a crow dating a cat that used to be a crow.
That's nice.
And it's adorable. Yeah. It's so cute.
Yes, because they're friends.
Yeah. But it's tough. But probably people don't understand.
Yeah, people
don't
get
see
it.
Them together, a crow lying down with a cat, and they're like, it's the end times.
Exactly.
But that's just small-mindedness.
Exactly.
I know a crow that was...
Chunt! God damn it!
I don't want to know what fucking weirdo crows you
Chunt.
Know. Chunt!
What?
We know the question behind the question you didn't ask.
All I said is I know a crow.
God damn it, Chunt.
I hate being knee-camped.
Oh, feels so good! I'm sorry, bud. You're a good friend.
You're a good friend.
Let us celebrate a man while he's alive and not after he's dead.
That's, again, from The Great Gatsby. Yeah. I love, that's my favorite line from The Great Gatsby. That's the only good line.
That's the only
The rest is trash. Yeah.
Well, whatever. You fucking asshole.
What?
Mundle, give us another sexy flourish. Well, Bertramus, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me. I think it's really important to tell my story and get out there that there you could be looking at somebody and they could have been a crow.
Sure.
And you would never know. You know?
Should never assume that someone wasn't a crow.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
What's that from?
That's just something I made up.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
It's Thank compelling. You. It's definitely compelling.
That's really compelling. I wish you could wrap it.
Yeah. Wrap it up or what?
I wish you could wrap it up, Chunt. God damn it. Wrap it up, Chunt. Let me, can you do anything right?
I can do an email.
Okay.
Here. I have an email here. Oh, boy. And I'm not sure if I'm going to do it right because I don't know if this person's name is Mo or Autumn. They put in two different names. The email says, hello from Nevada. You should make your website the Urban Dictionary of Foon. The people of Foon, Chunt and Usador, could explain Foonish slang and help start that young and hip image you're trying to get. I mainly just want to hear Chunt Usador's thoughts on Urban Dictionary definitions.
Chunt, that was an email to me, not to you.
What?
And I was supposed to read it in one of our ads. God damn it, Chunt.
I'm like, fuck.
Chunt, you will never host this podcast.
What?
You will never host this podcast.
If you're going to yell at me, at least do it in a sexy voice.
It seems like it would be a disaster if you ran the podcast.
You will never host this podcast.
Damn. That is sexy.
That is very sexy.
Bertramus, I have a question for you.
Yeah, shoot.
Do you miss standing on people's shoulders?
All the time. Sometimes I, without even thinking about it, will try and get on someone's shoulder.
Oh.
And halfway there, I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God.
This feels so right.
I'm so sorry.
Oh.
It's just so embarrassing to just like, I mean, immediately I came in here and I thought, there's a shoulder I would like to be on, you know? Sometimes I'm sitting in a branch eavesdropping and people are like, dude, you're sitting in a branch, and I forget that I'm not, that it looks strange, you know, because sometimes I just go back to branches.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, why is that boy up in that branch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess I have one more question for you. Thank you so much for, like, coming in here and sharing your perspective. You used to work for a series of villains. Does that make you kind of evil? Like,
I guess that just sort of depends on how you look at it.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I am being villainous. It's just a job. You know, doing my job. You know, look at...
If you're just following orders, it doesn't matter.
I'm just following orders. Yeah, you know, like the many, many crows before me, my crow mentor, one of the most legendary sort of... familiars to all the great evil sorcerers and enchantresses.
Who is this? I don't know if I'm familiar with this.
A crow by the name of Kellyanne Conway. She taught me that it doesn't really matter what you say or what you do. You can always just say that that's not what you meant and that words don't matter. That was the big important takeaway for me is that words don't matter.
I see.
And I have one more question for you, and I hope I don't put my foot in my mouth. Do you ever, now that you're a man or a boy, as you like to be called, boy, do you ever one day a year, you know, put on white face makeup and avenge your...
Chunt.
What? Don't crows do that when they turn into humans? Don't they put on...
Oh, Chunt. God damn it. Earth people are hating that.
It wasn't meant for Earth people.
I don't even know what he's referencing.
I'm so sorry.
But it sounds disgusting.
Here's the thing.
It sounds tragic and disgusting.
Yes.
I think it's been enough time.
Yeah.
Bertramus, I have no question for you.
Thank you.
I hope that you and Lenny are very happy.
Thank you. I really appreciate that you story.
And come back and visit us anytime.
I will. I'll just fly right and...
Oh, no, you can't. Are you sad to go?
Squawk! Chunt!
Damn it!
Was that an exclamation point moment?
I thought so.
No.
It was in the middle of a sentence.
Exclamations can come in the middle.
Look, you'll have to forgive him. He's not as good as grammar as I am with.
Pope Buddy's nerfed.
Well, they finally did it. A perfect episode. Usidor the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Shunt the Badger was played by Al Rafai. Bertramus the Boy Who Used to Be a Crow was played by special guest Joel Kim Booster. Check out his stand-up album Model Minority or his website IHateJoelKim.com. Well, that's not nice. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DiGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This episode edited by Chris Rathchen. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. If you like the show, and let's face it, you do, it would really help us out if you go review it on Apple Podcasts, or, you know, just tell a friend. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf.
Oh, I wanted to catch you.
Yeah, I think, what's up?
Would you like to sit on my shoulder?
Yes.
Just climb on up there.
Okay. Oh no. What is that bump? You should get this looked at.
Yeah,
this doesn't feel like a bone or a muscle.
No, it's definitely neither.
Oh boy. This is uncomfortable. I have to go.
Well, sorry.
Please don't ever look at me in the eyes again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies and brands to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.